From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has agreed to pay out $2.3 billion to settle allegations that it illegally marketed several of its drugs for non-authorized uses. It is the largest civil and criminal penalty in a health care fraud case in the nation's history. From member station WBUR in Boston, Sasha Pfeiffer reports.
The settlement ends a four-year national investigation into Pfizer and one of its subsidiary firms. Prosecutors say the company's sales force promoted four drugs, including the anti-inflammatory Bextra, for several uses and doses that the FDA had declined to approve due to safety concerns. The Justice Department's Tony West says Pfizer put profits above public health.
Healthcare fraud is a top priority for this Department of Justice. And when it comes to marketing drugs that so many of us rely on, we will expect companies to be honest about the claims they make about the drugs they sell.
The settlement also resolves claims that Pfizer paid kickbacks to doctors to prescribe its drugs for off-label uses. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Much-needed break for some of the hundreds of firefighters who have been battling a giant wildfire in the hills north of Los Angeles. Improving weather conditions and light winds have helped fire crews start to gain an upper hand in extinguishing flames, which in the case of the so-called Station Fire have now charred close to 220 square miles. Earlier today, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger paid a visit to tired fire crews where he joked about helping to serve them breakfast.
Give them a lot of spinach and protein so they get all pumped up for the next fight out there with those fires.
The Station Fire has destroyed dozens of homes and claimed the lives of two firefighters. Other fires have also caused extensive damage in California and elsewhere in the western U.S. Security firm once known as Blackwater may not have a license to operate in Iraq, but the State Department says it is still using a subsidiary of that company in Baghdad. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
According to State Department spokesman Ian Kelly, a contract with Presidential Airways to provide helicopter transport for U.S. diplomats had to be extended temporarily. That's because DynCorp, the company that was supposed to take over, wasn't ready and needs to get more equipment into Iraq.
And DynCorp came to us and asked for additional time.
He didn't say how long this transition period will take. Presidential Airways is a subsidiary of Z Services, which used to be known as Blackwater. Kelly says the U.S. has informed Iraqi authorities about the extension of the company's contract. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. factory orders rose in July, a big jump in orders for aircraft and other transportation goods, offsetting some weakness in sales at gas stations. Commerce Department says factory orders in July were up 1.1%. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 29 points, closing at 9,280. The NASDAQ lost a point today. This is NPR. Officials in Indonesia say the death toll has now risen to more than 40 after a powerful earthquake rocked the country early today. Dozens of others remain missing after the magnitude 7 earthquake hit off the southern coast of the main island of Java, home to 235 million people. Officials say the tremor lasted nearly a minute. They say its effects were felt over hundreds of miles. More than 700 buildings either collapsed or were damaged by the quake. There are also reports of landslides in some villages as a result of the earthquake. Indonesia's 17,000 islands are scattered along an area of volcanic and seismic activity known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. Today's report from the International Olympic Committee shows there's no clear frontrunner in the quest to host the Summer Games in 2016. NPR's Shel Corley has more.
Chicago is a contender for the United States in the effort to win the Summer Olympics. The other three cities are Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. The evaluations report says Chicago has a good compact plan, and it scored points for the planned Olympics village for athletes along the city's lakefront. Chicago's negatives included the capacity of its commuter rail system and a failure to provide a full financial guarantee to cover any potential budget shortfalls. Tokyo won praise for its $3.7 billion fund it's already set up, but the IOC says there's relatively low public support for the games there. Madrid has the support and many of the venues need it, but no delineation about the responsibility of different stakeholders. Rio got good marks as well, but the IOC said security and a shortage of necessary hotel rooms is a challenge. The IOC selects the host city on October 2nd. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Crude oil futures ended the session unchanged today. The near-month contract for crude closed at $68.05 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.